From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo has destroyed a hospital supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders, killing numerous people, including children. Sam Taylor is with the charity in Syria.
We're absolutely appalled. Doctors Without Borders is appalled that this continues to happen. This is not the first time. This is the seventh time that a Doctors Without Borders supported hospital has been attacked in this year alone.
Fighting in Syria has left the ceasefire in shambles, with UN envoy Staffan de Mistura saying a so-called cessation of hostilities agreement is barely alive. Thursday's attack came amid a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week. Also Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the attack on the hospital. South Sudan government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government, which is now several months behind schedule. President Salva Kiir's spokesperson says the current cabinet will likely be dissolved sometime soon. North Korea sentenced a Korean-American man to 10 years of hard labor on a conviction of subversion. Kim Dong-chul confessed last month to attempting to steal North Korean military secrets. The week before, Otto Wambier, an American student, was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for stealing a propaganda banner. International monitors have told the UN Security Council violations of a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine between Kiev and Russian-backed rebels have reached alarming numbers not seen in months, each accusing other of the violations. This is VOA News. U.S. military has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42. Airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the northern city. Austrian Parliament has approved Europe's strictest asylum laws in response to the migrant crisis on the continent. The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. Opposition parties and rights groups have criticized the legislation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to Austria's lower house of parliament.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies. Such policies and measures negatively affect the obligations of member states under international humanitarian law and European law.
Mr. Bahn told the Austrian lawmakers they have a moral and legal obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond has met with Cuban officials to discuss trade and tourism ties, marking the first visit of its kind for a British official since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba, Hammond said Britain is ready to strengthen ties and sign several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. Australian government is urging the British people not to leave the European Union. That story now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop believes it's in her country's best interest that Britain remains a part of the European Union. As a bloc, the EU is Australia's largest source of foreign investment and is its second largest trading partner after China. Negotiations towards an eventual free trade agreement are underway. Britain is the world's fifth largest economy, and two-way trade between Australia and Britain is worth around $16 billion annually. But some Australian politicians are urging Britain to leave the EU because membership would force the nation to cede control of its borders and laws. Britain's future in Europe will be decided at a referendum on June 23. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Office of the United States Trade Representative has released its 2016 special report on the global state of intellectual properties, rights, protection, and enforcement. China remaining on the top of the priority watch list, although the United States says there are some positive developments.
That's the latest world news from VOA.